Well, the Raiders have started winning. They're playing nicely. Sam Williams, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, guys.
Good to chat, mate. You've got the Titans this weekend.
Yeah, we do. They're on a bit of a good run themselves. They've been playing some good footy, and it's a really good test for us.
They'll be without Greg Bird, mate. That can never that won't dent your chances at all.
Yeah, he's a pretty quality player. He's been rubbed out for only 8 weeks now, so it's it helps us, but. They got a lot of good players on that side, and they'll be ready to bounce back after the bye and having a little bit of a spell.
Mate, it's look from afar that you've just started believing from game to game. Your last win was against the Rabbitohs, 30-22. Yeah. That's an awesome win.
Yeah, it was. We went up to Cairns, and it's certainly a different climate to what we're used to down here in Canberra. And we went up there a couple of days earlier and spent some time together, and we really enjoyed it. So. Hopefully the bye doesn't hurt our chances in the run we're on. We were pretty happy with where we were at and the footy we were playing. So we need to make sure we get back into the groove pretty quickly.
Yeah, Sam, I guess that's a good point because momentum seems to be a very, very important thing in rugby league, and you just got to carry it on instead of a week, a fortnight.
Yeah, that's it. It's just important we get back training well. We made a big focus at training early in the week just to really jump back on the horse and make sure we took off where we left off. So, as you said, momentum's a big thing, and the Titans had a little bit of themselves. So it's pretty important for both sides to win this weekend.
Yeah, I mean, the reality is from fifth place through to 11, that's four from four. All the teams are on four and four, I should say, from eight. So how's Ricky going, mate? He seems fairly relaxed.
Yeah, he's been really good, Ricky. I've come down here since about November, and I've really enjoyed what he's putting together down here. He's certainly passionate, and I think a lot of the players react to that. You can just see in his eyes when he's speaking, and how much the club means to him. And you just want to get out there and play well for him. So. What he's doing down here at the moment, I think all the boys are reacting to it really well, and hopefully we can keep going like that.
Yeah, I think three wins from your last four games, which is terrific. And of course, I was going to say if you could pinpoint what was the turnaround in the club's fortunes, but Sam, I reckon it was Ricky picking you back in first grade.
I think there's probably a bit more to that as well, but he's given me an opportunity, and he's been really good for the last month. He's a really good coach, and I think it's just that momentum. Sometimes when you get in a winning way, you find ways to win, and we had a tough win at Leichhardt against the Tigers, and which we were behind, and then again up at Cairns against the Rabbitohs, which we were behind. So sometimes I guess when you know how to win, you're winning well, but if you're in a bit of a rut, you might lose those games. So it's important we keep going from where we were and keep winning.
And mate, you're at home. Does it feel like the home ground is a fortress this year?
Yeah, we probably haven't had the start at home as we would have liked. We've had a couple of trips away. We played Manly over at Albury, and we went down there a few days earlier, and we spent some time together. Right. And then it was the same at Cairns. So we've sort of. We've been performing really well away, but not as well at home. So, if we want to be there at the end of the season, we need to make sure we start winning a few more games at home. And this Saturday, there's no excuses. We've got, probably one of our best 17 there, and hopefully we can put it all together again.
Yeah, I think probably only David Shillington. He's probably the only bloke missing for you. And Sam, can I just ask the bad starts? I mean, your second halves have been fantastic, but you can't keep giving away so many points to teams. Is there any reason for that? Can you work on better starts?
Yeah, well, it's something we need to focus on. I think the opposite team's been scoring first most weeks, and it's just saying we can't keep doing it. We've been lucky the last few weeks where we've shown a lot of character and come back, but we can't keep relying on that. They're a quality, it's quality sides. We're not going to be able to do that every week. So I'm sure we'll have a bit of a look at it. And this weekend, hopefully we can be first on the board.
Yeah. Look, a lot of rosters, mate, affected by injuries. How's the squad?
Pretty good.
Yeah. Look, it's pretty good at the moment. I think, as you're saying, Shillo's the only one, I think, who's injured. And I think he might even hopefully be right to play this weekend.
Oh, okay.
You know, whether it's with us or with the Mountie side, I'm not sure, but it'll be good to have him back playing. He's you know, his leadership's what we need. So everyone's in pretty good nick. It's pretty good place to be leading into this next 5 week block. You know, it's important that a lot of the sides have started well can drop off now and be left behind. So we don't want to be one of them. We want to be winning and be right up there. You know, with the last few weeks to go.
Absolutely, particularly with this Origin period coming up, mate. Blake Austin. He's been terrific for you guys this year. And then, of course, 3 tries last weekend for the City Country game. He'll be coming back with a bit of a head wobble.
Yeah, he's a pretty confident sort of bloke. He's been really good for us. He brings a lot of enthusiasm and he just loves playing footy. You can just see that he's a natural footballer. What he does, it's just playing rugby league off the top of his head. He backs up well. He runs hard. He tackles hard. He's always supporting, and it's really refreshing to see that sort of player who I guess isn't overcoached and just wants to play. So at the moment, he's playing some good footy. The 3 tries on the weekend for the City side will you'll bring that confidence back, and hopefully he can continue that form.
And final one, mate, I think Ricky's going to have to watch that language because you're inviting your mothers into the rooms just before kickoff, and he's going to address the squad and mothers, so that'll be interesting.
Yeah, we'll see how Ricky goes with that. He might have to change his approach a little bit. We'll see how it all goes.
You probably want him in there all the time.
maybe if we're down at half time, we might try and get it back.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
I can tell you what, the halftime speeches must have been pretty good from Ricky of late. Look, Sam, congrats, mate. Side's going well. 3 from the last 4, which has been terrific. Keep it going on the weekend. And we urge everyone to get out there to GIO Stadium. It's going to be Saturday, and it's going to be the kickoff is at 3 p.m.
Yeah, cheers, guys. Thank you.
Well done, Sam. The odds rate is $1.60. They're the faves. Titans, $2.40.